As the saying goes, good procurements start with good requirements. If that's the case, then the acquisition you're about to hear about was doomed from the start. Not surprisingly, the Government Accountability Office upheld the protests against it. Joining me with details and lessons learned, attorney Joseph Petrillo of the law firm Petrillo & Powell. Joe, this one really has everything going against it, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, it's a kind of unusual procurement in that the solicitation was unusually vague. This was a purchase by the military health system for professional services under the GSA's MOBIS schedule to transform it into a high-reliability organization.
So that right off the bat sounds like something almost undefinable.
It does sound kind of vague, but the solicitation was equally vague. There are only two evaluation criteria: technical, including experience and capability, and management, including program management, key personnel, and staffing. They used no point scores, no adjectival rating. Award was made to the highest priced offeror, highest ranked offeror, with a reasonable price. There was no trade-off between price and technical factors, and that was it.
And just briefly, what is adjectival ratings?
Well, that will be a rating system. Some of them use color rankings based on whether you've got an exceptional proposal, a good proposal, adequate proposal, etc. There are different adjectives that are used, but usually there are four or maybe five different types of grades you can get, and they will indicate the degree of quality of the proposal.
All right, so the military health system wanted to transform itself into a high-reliability organization. People actually bid on something defined that way.
Well, apparently the people who bid on it understood how to do that, and there were five bidders. PricewaterhouseCooper won, and three of the losing bidders protested to GAO.
And who were those?
They were Deloitte, Booz Allen, and Caliber, which was allied with Ernst & Young.
So the usual cast of characters in these types of management type of contracts.
Yeah, no surprises there. There were a variety of protest issues, and they won on a surprising number of them. One of the issues was the evaluation of the corporate experience and capability of PricewaterhouseCoopers. The bidder was a part of PwC called Public Sector. But they were relying heavily on the experience of their parent and in the evaluation that was very important. Unfortunately, they did not explain how PricewaterhouseCoopers, the U.S. parent, was going to be involved in contract performance. So GAO held it was unreasonable to credit them with the experience of their parent without that information.
Because in reality, very often federal units get not much support at all from corporate units, whether it's in information technology or management consulting.
Well, that's right. You could certainly imagine a spectrum of different ways to organize your business, and if you're not clear about where you are on that spectrum, it could be unreasonable to evaluate you based upon the parent's capability.
And some of the protest bases looked a little bit more substantial even than that one.
Well, there was one that was kind of interesting. The military health system had this very unusual highly restrictive data rights provision. They wanted to own all the work product completely. They wanted the copyright. They wanted all rights. They wanted to prevent the contractor from reusing it in any way, which is well beyond the normal data rights clause.
Almost as if the military health system wanted to be able to go into the business for itself of transforming.
That's what it sounded like, but I'm not sure that's what they had in mind. In any event, PricewaterhouseCoopers took exception to that and said, well, you can't release this to third parties without our consent, and GAO held that that was taking exception to a material requirement of the solicitation. And apparently at least one offeror did not take exception to that requirement, so that was a live issue.
So PwC was the winner, but then they protested that provision?
No, the protest was by the losers. They didn't protest the provision. They simply took exception to it in their response to the solicitation. The issue was whether that disqualified the response, and GAO thought it did.
Okay, got it. We're speaking with procurement attorney Joseph Petrillo of the law firm Petrillo and Powell. And then some of the other bases for the protests regarded the labor and the personnel that people themselves were, that the offers themselves were bidding. Tell us more about that one.
Well, there's a little bit I can tell you about it. A lot of the details have been redacted because they're proprietary and the procurement's ongoing. But the labor mix and price analysis was flawed because it only took into account key personnel and not the entire set of personnel being offered by PricewaterhouseCoopers. And there was some issues of unequal evaluation where, when compared with the Booz Allen or the Deloitte proposals, PricewaterhouseCoopers seemed to be judged by a different standard than those proposals. There were a couple of issues that the protesters lost, however. One very interesting issue was whether the price evaluation system, in other words, we're going to give it to the highest-ranked offeror as long as they have a reasonable price, whether that was a legally adequate evaluation of price. That issue was untimely, though, because it had to be protested before proposals were due, and it wasn't.
And that one kind of adds to the whole vagueness idea of the requirements, and that the pricing criteria, the best looking one that seems reasonable, that itself seems like an unreasonable way to convey how you will go about evaluating price.
Right. I think that would have been a very good issue to protest, but it was untimely, so GAO did not reach it.
Well, as long as they won on all the other grounds, I guess the ones they lost on didn't matter that much.
I suppose.
And there were a couple of others that they lost, too.
There was one other issue that was lost, and that was on an organizational conflict of interest. There was an allegation that a consultant who had worked both for PricewaterhouseCoopers and for the military health system had information that would have been useful to PricewaterhouseCoopers in the procurement. In this instance, the agency made a thorough examination of the allegations and concluded that there was no conflict of interest, and GAO upheld their analysis.
So what did GAO ask the military health system to do now?
Well, GAO said that there should be a reevaluation of proposals in accordance with their decision, and if the military health system decided that the solicitation did not really set out what their needs were, for instance, on this data rights provision, they could amend it and ask for another round of proposals. But that may not be happening because I've learned that last week, PricewaterhouseCoopers went to the Court of Federal Claims to try to get the GAO decision overturned.
So that could take then a while before anything happens.
Yeah, the schedule set out by the judge looks like we'd have a decision by the end of February, but it isn't clear that that's necessarily what's going to happen. In any event, this saga is not over.
When the protesters prevail, but then the winning contractor goes and tries to sustain the win, which PwC has done with the court, what position does that leave the agency in? Can it do anything in the meantime?
That's interesting. The agency can take the position that the awardee should have gotten the contract, or the agency can take the position that they're going to go along with the GAO decision. I'm not sure what they're doing here because the record is still sealed at this stage in the proceedings.
All right, so this one has gone way off the rails, and maybe it'll find its way back, maybe it won't. What do you think are the main lessons learned for agencies when crafting this type of buy?
Well, I think the intention of the military health system was to write an extremely broad and vague solicitation to give it the maximum amount of discretion and leeway in evaluating proposals. I think that backfired here because when push came to shove, it was hard for them to show that problems that arose in the evaluation were insignificant. Everything was so vague, it was hard to tell what was really important and what wasn't.
Would a better approach for the military health system have been to maybe break down into small task orders the parts of becoming a high reliability organization instead of this vague, help us transform?
That is an interesting approach. I'm not sure that would have worked here, but it might have made the problem a little easier to get your hands around.
All right. Attorney Joe Petrillo is with the law firm Petrillo and Powell. Thanks for that illuminating review.
And thank you, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.